Module 4. Health Matters. A. Reading. Listening and Speaking, page 61.
What's in a smile? Few works of art have made such an impact on the world as Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Yet, why has this painting made such an impression on us? To many people's minds, it's because of the lasting power of her unique and enigmatic smile. Smiling is a universal expression that captures our imagination and lifts our spirits. Be it the Mona Lisa's mischievous smirk or a loved one's beaming grin reaching from ear to ear. However, what's in a smile and why do we do it? Scientists are now examining this simple act to reveal its mysterious secrets and powers. Smiles seem to be as natural to us as breathing. Smiling has been recorded in babies in the womb as a reflex, just as making the motions of breathing and blinking are. And even blind babies smile when they feel happiness, for example, at the sound of their mother's voice. In this context, it's not surprising that smiles have a long history in our evolution. In fact, the roots of smiling go all the way back to our primate heritage. Primates often show their teeth to communicate fear or readiness to attack, but our ability to smile most likely developed from how primates also draw back their lips to show closed teeth as a sign of non-aggression. And yet, smiles are not quite so simple. First of all, there are two kinds of smile involving totally distinct muscle groups. The polite social smile involves muscles around the mouth and the cheeks. Some people think it is not as sincere as the smile that also engages the muscles around the eye area. This kind of smile, the Duchenne smile, named after the scientist who first recognized the difference between the two types, displays real emotional warmth. While smiles might express various degrees of sincerity, it seems their beneficial effects remain the same regardless. This is because the act of smiling has proven therapeutic benefits and may even be essential for good health. It increases the level of reward neurotransmitters such as dopamine, releases mood-enhancing endorphins, and lowers blood pressure. Charles Darwin, the scientist who developed the theory of evolution, noticed this and postulated that smiling is more than a mere response to positive emotions, but is pleasure-inducing in and of itself. These transformative effects are also infectious and can be passed on to others. The people around you will return the smile you give them, and then their bodies begin their own cycle of feel-good changes too. So, the next time you're unhappy or worried and someone tells you to grin and bear it, maybe you should follow their advice, and you might really feel your troubles fly away.